Ohio 12 in the books. Well, I guess sort of. We're joined today by our pollsters Kelly Guerra and Cole Moots. So, what did you think of the race on Tuesday?
Well, it was pretty exciting and a little bit expected. I think that a lot of people went in thinking that a Balderson was going to pull it off, and he did just by a couple thousand, but we really don't know the answer yet because we still have those some of those provisional ballots, right?
Right, yeah, we have almost 9,000, a little over 8,000 votes still to count. You know, this is a really interesting race because we're looking at one of the most wealthy and educated districts in Ohio. So, you know, there's that trope that Trump supporters aren't as educated, but now we're looking at a district that's split right down the middle. So I think this is going to be a really interesting turnout.
That is an interesting point. And yeah, it's going to take a few weeks for them to count those votes. But it was interesting that O'Connor did have that early lead in that early voting. I think it was like plus 23.
Yeah. Shows the Democrats are really wanting to vote.
Well, they always get that early vote out. That's what was interesting about that Arizona race out with Lesko, is that the Republicans actually got a really strong early vote. And so it looked like Lesko was going to be able to hold that one. Mm-hmm. Any other thoughts from Tuesday night?
That Kansas race, man, that was close. It was 100 votes.
Going.
Yeah. I think it's telling how unpopular Kobach is that he got a Trump endorsement and still just barely was able to. I mean, we don't even know if he won yet, but it's that close.
Yeah, right, because the other Trump endorsements, they basically walked.
Yeah, they swept their races.
Yeah, and even in that runoff in Georgia when Kemp had that with Cagle, that was a run, you know.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Runaway, and he lost in that primary. Mm-hmm. So that was, you know, interesting. But really reminds me of that old Saturday Night Live skit. You guys ever see that with John Goodman and the Bears?
No.
Where I can't say I have.
With Ditka and the Bears.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, all right. Never mind. I just feel like that's like the Trump supporters right there. You know,
yeah.
Like, well, John Goodman. You could even
see it with our Michigan poll, right? Because we had our Michigan poll had Johnson or
James
tied with
Hensler.
Yeah, Hensler, and then Trump endorsed James, and then James won by quite a big margin.
Yeah, no, that's what is surprising in Kansas, is that it's still tight. But yeah, typically that Trump supporter, you know, yeah, it would be like Ditka. I wonder who would win that match. All right, so we've got Connecticut. You got an interesting governor's race, at least nominations, with Malloy leaving. Maybe something in Vermont. Any thoughts in Vermont?
Yeah, possibly. Well, we'll see, because Phil Scott, the current governor of Vermont, is a Republican, but his support is best amongst Democrats. So it'd be interesting to see if he has any trouble with the primary, especially considering he's not really running against a credible opponent. We'll see, you know, if Republicans really scoff at his nomination or if they just fall back into the line.
And what about Wisconsin? You've got the Dems are fighting that nomination for governor.
Yeah.
And what was it in the Senate, the Republicans?
Yes. Looks like Evers has it for the Democrats for governor. And then the Senate one, it looks like a toss up between Vukmir and
Has the president weighed in on that?
I don't believe so, actually, which is surprising. He might drop a last minute endorsement, though, which would change everything.
That's could do it.
Yeah, she certainly cites him in a lot of her campaign material, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay. Nicholson.
That's right.
Yeah.
Kevin Nicholson. Mm-hmm. And then what about Minnesota?
Minnesota. So we have Mark Dayton, the current incumbent governor, is term limited, so it's an open race. Democrats have a big primary battle between Walls, who's actually has an A rating from the NRA, against against
the first district.
Yeah, against against Aaron Murphy and Lori Swanson. Lori Swanson's been leading in a couple polls, and so is Walls. So we'll see.
Yeah, and she's the Attorney General of Minnesota, so
yes,
she does have that more political background, which is cool to see.
Yeah, and she's won statewide before, which is interesting. Walls hasn't.
And Murphy is the state. State rep?
She's a state rep, yeah. So she doesn't have much pool. Rep. But her supporters could end up deciding who wins.
So three politicians, no outsider in that.
No outsiders.
Huh. Okay. And what about Pawlenty? Is he probably the nominee?
Yeah, most likely he's the nominee. He's got name recognition and lots of money. So,
has Trump endorsed that?
I don't believe so, which is interesting. But we'll see what happens.
That's right. He might make a trip out there.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do?
Let's pull it.
Minnesota it is?
Yeah, let's do Minnesota.